Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am Michelle Berquist, your host today, and we are going to talk about ghosts. No, not really. We're going to talk about three secrets of a ghost writer, which I'm really excited about. I don't know how many of you as attendees have ever thought about crafting a book, or even if you are someone who might be thinking you want a different career or business opportunity, but we have a master Zen master of being a ghostwriter, and I'm delighted to introduce our leading lady today, who is Claudia Suzanne. She is the ghostwriting expert, and her company name is Certified Ghostwriters. What you also need to know about Claudia is that she has been in the business a long, long time, which does not make her old. It makes her very wise, and I am delighted to have her as our leading lady, and she is also our, for Connected Women of Influence, one of our Women of Influence Award winners in 2018 for the Author of Influence. So, Claudia, say hello to all of our listeners and welcome.
Well, good morning, Michelle, and thank you for having me on this show. I'm very excited to be here, but I have to straighten one little thing out. Yes, I am old. Wisdom may come young to some people. It came late to me. I am old, but I don't mind being old because I'm still on the right side of dirt. So anything I can do to help, I'm here to help.
There you go. Every day above ground is what my mother always said. And I'm like, you know, you're so funny. I'm like laughing because I'm like, I like to call us seasons. You know what I mean? It's like we have expertise. But you do. You have been, I want our listeners to know, how long have you been in the, let's just say, the publishing world? I mean, we've got some long years here that you've got some expertise on. Can you share?
Yeah, I started, let's see. My first book was published by Watson Gupto in 1989. I've been
Wowza.
I've been writing books and helping authors since the late 1980s. Things have changed so much over those decades.
Yeah.
And it's a remarkable progression these days. Anybody can do anything, but that doesn't mean that anybody can sell anything.
And you have a lot of info.
Not exactly the
exactly.
same thing.
Isn't it? Well, no, I think, and this is what I'm going to say to you because I'm putting it out there publicly, is you are someone that I would love to have back multiple times on Women Lead Radio because, you know, so many, I mean, it's right to, let's get to the heart of it. It's like so many people want to write a book, and, you know, I've written two, and I can tell you 50,000 things of what not to do in writing a book, and I can also tell you a few of what have worked really well for me as a secret sauce and as a self-published author, but you know, I'm curious for you to kind of share, when people think of writing a book, I mean, what's the reality check that people need to think about, specifically women, who is our, you know, that's who our audience is and who are listening. What are maybe the top three things you'd want to share with women about maybe the mythbusters of writing a book? Three things.
Okay, let's see if I can pull out three things. I know I sent you a list at one time, but I have a memory like a sieve, so I don't remember what I put on that list. I'm just going to pull it out of my Bezuckman dust, and I'm going to start with, please read.
That's what you do.
Please read. If you're going to write a book, please read. Most good writers, oh, I'm going to go farther than that. I'm going to say all good writers actually read more than they write. And they learn how to write by reading. And they learn how to construct a book, reading, you know, every single word and luxuriating in the author's prose. But by pulling back and reading for purpose, where did they start? What are they saying now? How did they get there? What are they saying now? Wow, that was an interesting transition. How did they get there? What are they saying now? It's called dissecting the book. It's called Breaking Down the Book. It's called, in my world, Deconstructing the Book, Reverse Engineering the Book. You must learn to read. You must learn to reverse engineer a book before you sit down to put paper, pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard, because otherwise you're just writing for yourself. And frankly, here's number two, there's nothing wrong with writing your first draft for yourself. So do not hamstring yourself by trying to conform to what you think a book should be, or by trying to conform to the English classes that you took in school, or the teacher that used to mark up your paper, or your critique group, or all your friends. Do not pass around your first draft to friends and say, you know, what do you think? This is the lonely part of writing. It's getting through that first draft. But after that, it doesn't need to be lonely. So here's number three. What you need to understand is that every decent book that is read for more than just, you know, the moment that it's out there, for its 12-week release period, has been worked on by more than one person. And I'm not talking about copy editors. You know, our good friend Eve Gumbel, who's absolutely essential. You have to have Eve Gumbel for every book you do, because she is her job is beyond important. It's beyond essential. It's mandatory. But you also have to have somebody who is not invested in the book and is not looking at the final version, who can look at it and say, okay, you got some great information here, but this is out of order over here, and you talked about this 17 times, and you really only need to hear it twice. And by the way, what did this mean? You must understand it a lot more than, you know, than you're willing to let. So those are my three things I'm pulling out of my Bezuckman dust. Number one is read a lot. Number two is don't try to make the first draft into something that you're going to publish, because you cannot publish your first draft. And number three is let other people, other experts in the industry, help you.
I love that. Well, you know, can I add one? I'm going to add four. How's that? It's like, from my experience, Claudia, it's like one of the things I say is, you know, don't think of your book as being the end all perfect magic. Everything has to go in it book. I mean, I find so many women think they want to put together a 300-page book for nonfiction book predominantly. And I'm like, no, there's like four books in here. You know what I mean? Like, look at a series. Look at other books. But I you are the expert. I'm just telling you what I see. And, you know, I know that so many women will get, you know, what is publishing a book? I mean, there's self-publishing, there's traditional publishing, there's ebook publishing, there's ghostwriting. I mean, let's start out with that, because I know our theme here is Three Secrets of a Ghostwriter. Tell our audience, what is a ghostwriter, and who is a likely candidate, you know, for ghostwriting services or to use a ghostwriter?
Okay, and then 25 words or less, because I know we're on a time thing here.
Yeah, what no, is take your time. Writer? Seriously, I'll just interrupt. That's what I do.
It used to be that ghostwriters, throughout the years, back in before Gutenberg, ghostwriters were the people who knew how to write. And so they wrote for the people who had stories to tell and people who had information to share. You know, that's just plain facts of literacy. Not everybody knew how to write throughout the centuries. It's just the truth.
Right.
Then when we got, you know, we got into the modern publishing world, ghostwriters were people who would write for those professionals who either didn't have the time or didn't have the wherewithal to figure out how to put together a book. It was that simple. For celebrities, some of whom, again, really were not literate enough to write, or they didn't know how to put together a book, because putting together a book is not the same thing as writing a white paper, or as writing an ad, or as writing content, or any of the other myriad things that we all write. Ghostwriters used to just work for the professionals, the celebrities, what have you, that needed somebody to put together a book and let them put their name on it. That era is over. A lot of people don't believe that, but that era is over. It came and it went. You know, it didn't last as long as papyrus. It lasted as long as a popsicle in evolutionary terms. Today's ghostwriter is here to do the job that traditional publishers can no longer do for their authors. And that is the people who will look at the structure, the people who will say you've got four books in here, the people who say this is too thin, but you've got so much potential, let's build it up. The people who say, you know, you're trying to accomplish too much, you're going in too many different directions, you're writing it for a bifurcated audience, blah, blah, blah. Those people used to work inside traditional publishers, but publishers can't afford that kind of help in-house help anymore, because it's long, it's slow, it's laborious, and that means what? Costly. So when the print industry imploded in 2008-2009, you know, those people all got kicked to the curb, and they went out and realized that nobody knew what they did. So they hung out shingles as editors, and they hung out shingles as self-publishing experts, and they hung out shingles as agents, and they have eventually had to, you know, work their way into the mainstream. Today's ghostwriter does that job, because the job is still essential. So we not only will help the person who has an idea and they would like somebody to help them put that idea together and make it work on the page. Yes, we will definitely do that. But we also take the manuscript that somebody has labored over for lo those many months or years, and we will help them make it work. And no, we do not put our name on the book, because we are ghost writers. We are not collaborators. I could do 45 minutes on that alone. And we do never take credit for other people's work. We do the job that needs to be done to make sure that the book is given serious consideration in the marketplace. And that means a plethora of things. It means structure. It means format. It means slinky flow. It means transitions. It means information in. It means dots connected on the page. It means understanding who the audience is and writing specifically to the audience. And it means understanding the right language tier for the particular book and for the particular audience. And when I say audience, I'm only using the common usage term that agents like to use and authors like to use. But in actual fact, ghostwriters who are book industry insiders think less in terms of audience and more in terms of market, because it's all about market. And the first thing we do is figure out the market for any book in terms of industry standard by sex subject headings.
That was more than 25 words, and you were so knowledgeable. I want to back up a little minute, because, you know, I think there's so many people that want to write a book, and ghostwriting is one option, but it's also not inexpensive. I mean, can you also share, just to put context, because I also want to spend a little bit of time talking about the self-publishing option versus traditional publishing. I mean, getting a ghostwriter, what is kind of the most likely person or individual that would go for a ghostwriter, and how much approximately is, you know, hiring a ghostwriter? There's obviously some fees involved with hiring a ghostwriter.
Well, of course. But let's be real. Most of the books that your readers and, I mean, your listeners are going to be interested in writing are essentially business books of one sort or another, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And
absolutely.
That business book is then a marketing device, is it not?
It is
so
probably 90% of the time that, yes.
That book is, as we say in the business, the ultimate marketing tool. A book, an expert book, is actually a marketing tool. And that's why banks like Bank of America and sometimes Wells Fargo, and I think there are a couple other banks, will actually finance. They will give you a loan to write that book, because it is a marketing tool. It is not something on which you think you might make a lot of money as a return on investment as far as sales are concerned, because it takes an incredible number of books to make back any investment. But you will make it in terms of clients. You will make it in terms of connecting your book to different corporations and selling them in bulk. So when you're talking about moving, kind of trying to touch on all the ideas that you're asking, who uses ghostwriters? Anyone who's serious about having a successful book. That's who uses ghostwriters. Now, you can go on Fiverr, you can go on monster.com and free freelance.com and direct freelance, blah, blah, blah. You can go to any of those sites and you can buy or hire someone who knows how to write, not how to ghostwrite, but knows how to write for, you know, a reasonable, very small amount of money, $7,500, $12,000, $15,000, and you're going to get just exactly what you pay for. Because a professional ghostwritten book, a nonfiction, a business book, typically runs somewhere between $35,000 and $40,000. But if you're working with a professional ghostwriter and not just a freelancer who's struggling for their next gig, then they know that this is a business and they're running a business, so they take their money on a business level. They take their money via credit card. They take their money on payment plans. They don't say, you know, you got to give me $25,000 up front. Nobody wants to do that in this day and age, and it's absurd to do that in this day and age. So you find someone, you find a certified ghost who will take the money at $5,000 a month or $3,000 a month or whatever it is that you guys negotiate, and you pay it off like you would pay off any other piece of equipment that you need, any other marketing device that you need, your trade show booth that you need, whatever it is that you dump money to, and then you take it as a business deduction on your taxes while you are making money with it.
Now you're talking business, lady. I love it. You know, I mean, there's always kind of a scenario of, wait, there's always the scenario of the chicken or the egg, right? What comes first, the chicken or the egg? And if somebody is thinking of doing or using ghostwriting services, I get the expert part that you have somebody who's going to lead you along, you know, help write your book, put structure in it. Those are all fabulous. But when you think of bringing on a ghostwriter, is it better to do it yourself or do you try to go down the traditional publishing path? I mean, what's first, second, third, and advice from you as to when somebody would want to bring on a ghostwriter, at the very beginning or in what scenario?
Okay, well, I can tell you that in today's world, somewhere between 50 to 70% of all nonfiction books that are published by traditional publishers, by the big boys, have been worked on by somebody like me. And there's just no getting around that. It's just the fact that might be low. It might be a higher statistic. A lot of people who hire ghostwriters they're CEOs or they're entrepreneurs. They're used to having their hands on the wheel. So they want to self-publish the book because they want to be in charge of what happens with the book and how it goes out and what have you. And that's fine. Because part of the ghostwriter's job is to make sure that the author has the wherewithal and the information on how to market their book, on how to sell more than just put it on Amazon and which is a giant flea market and just hope that people pass by and buy a copy of their book, you know, one at a time. That's a fool's paradise. You're not going to get any return on investment that way. You have to have a marketing plan for your property, just as you would have a marketing plan for anything else that you're trying to sell. You're trying to sell your services? You have a marketing plan? I'll bet you do. Are you trying to sell a product? You have a marketing plan? I'll bet you do. Well, when you get this marketing property, it still is a property that needs a marketing plan. So whether you self-publish or whether you go to traditional publishers or whether you go to hybrid publishers, that's the other possibility, or whether you go to a self-publishing service, which is not really a self-publishing service as much as it is a publishing service and you don't own the ISBN and so you don't have as much control, no matter which way you go, if you want to sell the book, if you want the reviews to be good, and books are still sold mostly by word of mouth, by those reviews that people post, and it's got to be more than your four or five friends and family members who go up there and post them because they're obviously coming from family and friends and they don't get they're not given the kind of credibility. If you want cold readers and real reviewers to punch up your book and talk about your book and give credibility to your book, then the book needs to be industry standard worthy. And that's all it is. It just needs to be up to industry standards, and it's not that hard. But if you don't know the industry, it's a lot harder. It's a lot harder
absolutely.
To do.
Absolutely. Well, listen, you know, and we're only on a half-hour show, dear. It's like I said, I'm going to have you back multiple times. But I want to stick with the ghostwriting part because, you know, your background, I mean, how did – because you actually certify and teach people to become ghostwriters, right? So I'm curious – you've got a program I know that's launching again. You've had it going on to how to be a ghostwriter. How did you get into helping others become a ghostwriter? What's that story? Because I want our audience, you know, our members and also our listening audience to know about your ghostwriting program that's coming up. How'd you get into ghostwriting to teach others?
Oh, well, that was simple. I was dying. And I had clients. And I
are you serious?
Want to leave my clients. Yes. Deadly.
Oh, serious. I'm sorry, yes. Claudia. I thought you were joking.
No. Okay, oh. Spoiler alert. I didn't die.
Right,
so
obviously.
Don't worry about it. Don't sit on the edge of your seat. I didn't die. And I'm in no imminent danger of dying at this point. But I was dying, and I didn't want to leave my clients in the lurch. And so I started teaching people how to take over and finish my clients' books in the event that I, you know, shuffled off this mortal coil. When I didn't, I realized that people were interested in knowing more and more, so I started putting together a program, and the program grew and grew and grew until 2013, Cal State Long Beach asked me to bring my program into their College of Continuing and Professional Education, which I did. We have now been in Cal State Long Beach for 5 years. We've never had a complaint registered against us, and we are the only program in the college, in the CCPE, that's never had a complaint registered. So last year, we won an award, 2018 Outstanding Non-Credit Program, and we're deemed by the dean to be the premier program in CCPE, which is pretty exciting.
I think
stuff.
That's awesome. That is pretty. Congratulations on that. And that's kind of like worthy of credibility. I mean, who goes through a ghostwriting program? These are independent, you know, individuals. I mean, it's like you're your own business, right? I mean, talk about who is a likely candidate to be, you know, going through your ghostwriting program.
Yeah, we do set people up to run their own businesses. That's the whole point. We launch ghostwriting businesses. We don't enhance freelancer careers. We launch ghostwriting businesses. And so far, we've launched, I think, just under 6 dozen. Just about.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome. And they are all out making good money. Who are successful ghostwriters, professional ghostwriters? People who are, you know, who love to write, but mostly people who are not so invested in their own work that they're prolific and they want to be authors, and it's all about them getting their name out there, and it's all about marketing themselves, and it's all about that kind of thing, because that's being more invested in themselves than in being invested in their author's books. And it's all about being invested in your author's books and being invested in your author's success that makes a successful ghostwriter. So editors and journalists and corporate writers and you know, former teachers and people who have decided, you know, I love to write, but I'm really not all that big on selling my own stuff. Believe it or not, there are more of us than you might think. And those people are perfect for ghostwriting. Perfect for ghostwriting. We have had some best-selling authors take the class as well, but they did not turn out to be ghostwriters, but they used the information to make their own books better.
Oh,
and I really
so
love
you
that
actually
part
learn
too.
How to write books better too. I mean, it's both that you can
too.
Become a ghostwriter. There's a certification, but it's also for would-be authors that really want to kind of write in a better, well, the traditional format for a book, right?
Yeah, people who want to hone their craft, and because what you learn from us is way beyond what you learn in the creative writing class. We're not about creative writing. We're about creating viable literary properties, intellectual properties.
So I'm going to ask the question then. I know I don't want you to give away everything here, right? Everything, but I know that the class is coming up. What might be three things that some of our listening audience might learn that would be good tips from you without giving away everything of what they might consider learning in the class? Like, what are three things? I know you said you help them set up as a business, learn how to write better, how to treat this as a business, and they have to love to write. What are some tips you might say of, hey, this, you're a likely candidate if you also love this, and here's a few tips to become a ghostwriter. Give it to us, Claudia. Give it to us.
Okay, let me see if I can get all of that in, because you know I have a time.
Yeah, I do ask a lot of questions.
Okay. What will you learn in the ghostwriting class? First of all, the ghostwriting class is an introductory class. It's 6 weeks long, and the next one I think is coming up in February. I'm not absolutely sure, but we're going to run it at least twice before the full program, which runs from the third week of August to the last week of January. The last week of May. This is a master's level program, but you do not need to have a bachelor's degree of any sort. What will you learn? You will learn industry standards. You will learn the realities of the industry. You will learn about Publishers Marketplace and Publishers Weekly as opposed to Writer's Digest. The difference between those two different kinds of information. You will learn about BISAC subject headings, which are incredibly important. You will learn the difference between industry standards and Amazon standards. You will learn how to deconstruct any nonfiction in any novel or memoir manuscript, figure out what works, figure out what doesn't work, and figure out how to fix what doesn't work. You will learn how to translate all of that for your client, and you'll learn how to do the job and make the client happy and while maintaining the author's voice. You'll learn musical line editing. No one else in the entire bloody world teaches. In fact, there is no other class like this in the world. We are still today the one and only in the world, and that's why our students are all over the world. It's an online class, and we have students everywhere, which is really cool. A lot from Australia lately, which is kind of freaky. What else will you learn? You will learn how to put together industry materials so that you can pitch to a publisher and have a good chance to get picked up by a publisher. But you will also learn how to put together a bestseller strategy plan so that your author can take this plan specific to their particular title, not just some generic thing, fill in the blank, but specific to their particular title, and go out and sell a whole lot of books, because that's the bottom line, isn't it? So you will learn how to do the job before you learn how to get the job, and before you learn how to set up the business so that the jobs just keep coming. Did that answer your question?
Sounds like I thought it was just for ghostwriters, so this is pretty cool. That's for even a potential author to really get the lowdown. And then you're a book author, which of course you should be. I'm curious, it's like, well, if you want to share the URL or the website, where can people go to learn more about the program? And is it only in person, or can you take it online as well? Is it a virtual program or only in person in Southern California?
It's 100% virtual. Like I say, our students are all over the world. Our students are in Australia and Switzerland and England and Canada and Mexico and blah, blah, blah. I don't remember. Yes, and... Is there an URL? Go to, because I can't remember Cal State Long Beach's multi-dimensional URL. Go to certifiedghostwriters.com. It's pretty easy to remember. Certifiedghostwriters.com, and click on Ghostwriting Professional Designation Program. And that will give you a rundown of the entire program from soup to nuts and costs. And where to click to register for the next whatever that's coming up. And I don't know when I should know these things.
No, well, you know, here's what we're going to do, Claudia, is we'll have a link to your website. Yeah, that's okay. We got you covered. We're good. It's like, this is fabulous. I mean, I'm just saying, I know you are like super great. It's like, we'll have a link to your site on our radio show page. So we'll have that. So for our audience, it's like, just check out certifiedghostwriters.com, which again, the link will be on our show page. And, you know, check out her program if you're interested in becoming an author and learning about the business of books. But at the same time, I think the ghostwriting designation is really super cool if you're looking for a side hustle or even, you know, wanting to get into this part of the business, which you can make money with it besides just a book. So we're almost out of time, Claudia, and I love to ask this question, and I know you can handle it, but I'm going to put a little pressure on you, and that is, you know, leave us with something as a comment or a slice of advice or something that is going to leave us on a high note from the show, because I definitely know we'll have you back, but, you know, it's a new year. Give us with something, you know, that's inspirational or motivational or a kick in the butt, any of those. Got anything?
Okay. I'll just go with my old standard, because I know that writers have a tendency to get very discouraged, and freelance writers have a tendency to get very, very discouraged. But you never fail until you stop trying. That's just the truth.
Bam, that's like a drop the mic. My dear, we are out of time for our show. I want to say thank you and Happy New Year to you. Thank you for being our leading lady. To our listeners, oh my gosh, thank you for your loyalty, because you know we were all about women's advancement. And I have to say, we in Women Lead Radio, this show is about our publishing division, which is called Women Lead Publishing. And if you are looking to know more about how to write a book, we partner with people like Claudia. We want to send you to the experts in how to publish your book. And we hope, I hope, that you will not let your book be unwritten and undone, because it's a sad thing, and so many women I find have books and they just don't take action on it. So on that note, take action this year, have a great rest of the week, and Happy New Year. We'll see you on the next show.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.